This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Ilaris. Active ingredient, canakinumab. This leaflet provides important information about using Ilaris. You should also speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about using Ilaris. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I using Ilaris? Ilaris contains the active ingredient canakinumab. Ilaris belongs to a group of medicines called interleukin inhibitors. The active substance in Ilaris is canakinumab, a fully human monoclonal antibody. Ilaris is intended for treatment of cryopyrin-associated periodic syndromes, CAPS, tumor necrosis factor receptor-associated periodic syndrome, TRAPS, hyperimmunoglobulin D syndrome, HIT/mevalonate kinase deficiency, MKD, familial Mediterranean fever, FMF and systemic juvenile idiopathic arthritis, SJIA. Ilaris belongs to a group of medicines called interleukin inhibitors. The active substance in Ilaris is canakinumab, a fully human monoclonal antibody. It blocks the activity of a substance called interleukin-1 beta, IL-1 beta, which is present at increased levels in inflammatory diseases such as CAPS, TRAPS, HIDS/MKD, FMF and SJIA. CAPS is the collective term for the following autoinflammatory diseases. Familial cold autoinflammatory syndrome, also called familial cold urticaria, Muckle-Wells syndrome. Neonatal onset multisystem inflammatory disease, also called chronic infantile neurological, cutaneous, articular syndrome. With these conditions, the body produces excessive amounts of IL-1 beta. This may lead to symptoms such as fever, headache, fatigue, skin rash, painful joints and muscles. In some people, more severe outcomes such as hearing impairment are observed. Tumor necrosis factor receptor associated periodic syndrome, TRAPS. Ilaris is used to treat tumor necrosis factor, TNF receptor associated periodic syndrome, TRAPS in adults and children ages 2 years and older. Hyperimmunoglobulin D syndrome, HIT/mevalonate kinase deficiency, MKD. Ilaris is used to treat hyperimmunoglobulin D syndrome, HIT/mevalonate kinase deficiency, MKD in adults and children ages 2 years and older. Familial Mediterranean fever, FMF. Ilaris is used to treat familial Mediterranean fever, FMF in adults and children ages 2 years and older, when the medicine colchicine is not suitable, such as in patients who cannot be treated with colchicine, who do not tolerate colchicine, or when colchicine does not work well enough. Ilaris can be used alone, or together with colchicine. In patients with CAPS, TRAPS, HIDS/MKD and FMF, the body produces excessive amounts of a chemical messenger called IL-1 beta. This may lead to symptoms such as fever, headache, fatigue, skin rash, or painful joints and muscles. In some patients, more severe outcomes such as hearing impairment are observed. Ilaris selectively binds to IL-1 beta, blocking its activity, and leading to an improvement in symptoms. Ilaris is also used for the treatment of SJIA is an autoinflammatory disorder occurring in childhood that can cause pain, swelling and inflammation of one or more joints, as well as rash, recurrent systemic symptoms of fever, enlarged lymph nodes, liver, and spleen enlargement, and inflammation of the inner lining of body organs. The signs and symptoms of SJIA are caused by increased production and or increased sensitivity to inflammatory messengers, cytokines such as IL-1 beta which are released by immune cells. Ilaris selectively binds to IL-1 beta, blocking its activity, and leading to an improvement in signs and symptoms of CAPS and SJIA. Ask your doctor if you have any questions about why this medicine has been prescribed for you or your child. Your doctor may have prescribed it for another reason. Ilaris is available only with a doctor's prescription, and is not addictive. It can be used in adults and children aged 2 years or older with a body weight 7.5 kilograms and above. What should I know before I use Ilaris? Warnings. Do not use Ilaris if you are allergic to canakinumab or any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. Any other similar medicines, such as medicines of the same class. Some of the symptoms of an allergic reaction may include shortness of breath, wheezing, or difficulty breathing. swelling of the face, lips, tongue, or other parts of the body, rash, itching, or hives on the skin. Do not take this medicine after the expiry date printed on the pack, or if the packaging is torn, or shows signs of tampering. If it has expired, or is damaged, return it to your pharmacist for disposal. If you are not sure whether you should start taking this medicine, talk to your doctor. Check with your doctor if you have or have had any of the following medical conditions: infection, or a history of recurring infections, including tuberculosis, neutropenia, where certain white blood cell counts are low, macrophage activation syndrome, MAS, a type of white blood cell condition in patients with SJIA, or other rheumatic diseases. During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Check with your doctor if you are pregnant or intend to become pregnant. Ilaris is not recommended for use during pregnancy unless clearly needed. Your doctor can discuss with you the risks and benefits involved. Talk to your doctor if you are breastfeeding or intend to breastfeed. Breastfeeding is not recommended while you are taking Ilaris. It is not known whether Ilaris passes into breast milk and could affect your baby. Tell your doctor if you have allergies to any other medicines, foods, preservatives, or dyes. Your doctor will want to know if you are prone to allergies. If you have not told your doctor about any of the above, tell them before you start taking Ilaris. What if I'm taking other medicines? Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines, including any medicines, vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Some medicines may interfere with Ilaris and affect how it works. These include vaccinations. You must not be given live vaccines while being treated with Ilaris. Medicines called TNF inhibitors, such as etanercept, adalimumab, or infliximab, used mainly in rheumatic and autoimmune diseases. Such medicines may be affected by Ilaris, or may affect how well it works. You may need different amounts of your medicines, or you may need to take different medicines. Your doctor and pharmacist have more information on medicines to be careful with or avoid while taking this medicine. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these affect Ilaris. How is Ilaris given? Follow all directions given to you by your doctor or pharmacist carefully. They may differ from the information contained in this leaflet. Keep taking your medicine for as long as your doctor tells you. Ilaris is intended for subcutaneous use. This means that it is injected through a short needle into the fatty tissue just under the skin. The injection may be given by your doctor or nurse, or you may be taught how to inject yourself with a medicine. If you do not understand the instructions on the label, ask your doctor or pharmacist for help. How much is given? For CAPS patients, a single dose of Ilaris is injected under the skin, also called subcutaneous injection, every 8 weeks. The recommended starting dose of Ilaris for CAPS is 150 mg for patients with body weight of more than 40 kg, 2 mg per kg for patients with body weight between 15 kg and 40 kg. Example, a 25 kg child should receive a 50 mg injection, 4 mg per kg for patients aged 4 years and above with body weight of 7.5 kg to less than 15 kg. 4 mg per kg for children aged 2 to less than 4 years with body weight of 7.5 kg or more. If the rash and other inflammation symptoms have not resolved 7 days after treatment start, your treating physician may consider a second dose of 150 mg, body weight more than 40 kg, or 2 mg per kg, body weight between 15 kg and 40 kg. Depending on the effect achieved, your treating physician may decide to increase your regular dose to 300 mg, body weight more than 40 kg, or to 4 mg per kg, body weight between 15 kg and 40 kg every 8 weeks. If a satisfactory treatment response has not been achieved 7 days after this second dose, a third dose of Ilaris at 300 mg, body weight more than 40 kg, or 4 mg per kg, body weight between 15 kg and 40 kg can be considered. If a full treatment response is then achieved, your doctor will advise you if the higher dosing regimen of 600 mg, or 8 mg per kg every 8 weeks should be maintained. with a starting dose of 4 mg per kilogram. If a satisfactory treatment response has not been achieved 7 days after treatment start, a second dose of 4 mg per kilogram may be considered by your physician. If a full treatment response is then achieved, your doctor will advise you if the higher dosing regimen of 8 mg per kilogram every 8 weeks should be maintained. Do not exceed the recommended dose. Tumor necrosis factor receptor associated periodic syndrome, TRAPS. The recommended starting dose of Ilaris for TRAPS patients is adults and children aged 2 years and above. 150 mg for patients with body weight of more than 40 kg and above. 2 mg per kilogram with body weight less than or equal to 40 kg. With a starting dose of 150 mg, or 2 mg per kilogram, if a satisfactory treatment response has not been achieved 7 days after treatment start, a second dose of 150 mg, or 2 mg per kilogram, may be considered by your physician. If a full treatment response is then achieved, the higher dosing regimen of 300 mg, or 4 mg per kilogram every 4 weeks should be maintained. Do not exceed the recommended dose. Hyperimmunoglobulin D syndrome, HIT/mevalonate kinase deficiency, MKD. The recommended starting dose of Ilaris for HIT/MKD patients is adults and children aged 2 years and above. 150 mg for patients with body weight of more than 40 kg and above. 2 mg per kilogram with body weight less than or equal to 40 kg. With a starting dose of 150 mg, or 2 mg per kilogram, if a satisfactory treatment response has not been achieved 7 days after treatment start, a second dose of 150 mg, or 2 mg per kilogram, may be considered by your physician. If a full treatment response is then achieved, the higher dosing regimen of 300 mg, or 4 mg per kilogram every 4 weeks should be maintained. Do not exceed the recommended dose. Familial Mediterranean Fever, FMF. The recommended starting dose of Ilaris for FMF patients is adults and children aged 2 years and above. 150 mg for patients with body weight of more than 40 kg and above. 2 mg per kilogram with body weight less than or equal to 40 kg. With a starting dose of 150 mg, or 2 mg per kilogram, if a satisfactory treatment response has not been achieved 7 days after treatment start, a second dose of 150 mg, or 2 mg per kilogram, may be considered by your physician. If a full treatment response is then achieved, the higher dosing regimen of 300 mg, or 4 mg per kilogram every 4 weeks should be maintained. Do not exceed the recommended dose. Systemic juvenile idiopathic arthritis. For SJIA patients with a body weight of 7.5 kg and above, the recommended dose is 4 mg per kilogram, up to a maximum of 300 mg injected under the skin every 4 weeks. Keep taking this medicine for as long as your doctor tells you. Injecting Ilaris yourself. Discuss with your doctor whether or not you will inject Ilaris yourself. After proper training in injection technique, you may inject it yourself. Do not try to inject yourself if you have not been properly trained or if you are not sure how to do it. Ilaris vials are for individual use only. Never reuse the leftover solution. Any unused product or waste material should be disposed of in accordance with local requirements. Read the following instructions all the way through before beginning. Use the following instructions to prepare Ilaris powder for injection. 1. Find a clean, comfortable area. 2. Wash your hands with soap and water. 3. Always use new, unopened needles and syringes. Avoid touching the needles and the tops of the vials. 4. Gather together the necessary items included in the pack. 1 vial of Ilaris powder for injection. 5. Gather together the necessary items not included in the pack. 1 vial of sterile water for injection. Water, do not refrigerate. 1 1.0 milliliter syringe. 1 18 g by 2 inches, 50 mm needle for reconstituting the powder, transfer needle. 1 27 g by 0.5 of an inch, 13 mm needle for injecting, injection needle. Alcohol swabs. Clean, dry cotton swabs. An adhesive bandage. A proper disposal container for used needles, syringe and vials, sharps container. Use the following list of instructions to make the solution of Ilaris. 1. Remove the protective caps from the Ilaris vial and water vial. Do not touch the vial stoppers. Clean the stoppers with the alcohol swab. 2. Open the wrappers containing the syringe and the transfer needle, bigger one, and attach the needle to the syringe. 3. Carefully remove the cap from the transfer needle and set the cap aside. Pull the plunger all the way down to the 1.0 milliliter mark, filling the syringe with air. Insert the needle into the water vial through the center of the rubber stopper. 4. Gently push the plunger all the way down until air is injected into the vial. 5. Invert the vial and syringe assembly and bring to eye level. 6. Make sure the tip of the transfer needle is covered by the water and slowly pull the syringe plunger down to slightly past the 1.0 milliliter mark. If you see bubbles in the syringe, remove bubbles as instructed by your healthcare provider or pharmacist. 7. Make sure 1.0 milliliters of water is in the syringe, then withdraw the needle from the vial, there will be water remaining in the vial. 8. Insert the transfer needle through the center of the stopper of the vial of Ilaris powder, taking care not to touch the needle or the stopper. Slowly inject 1.0 milliliters of water into the vial containing the Ilaris powder. 9. Carefully remove the syringe with the transfer needle from the vial and recap the needle as instructed by your healthcare provider or pharmacist. 10. Without touching the rubber stopper, swirl. Do not shake the vial slowly at an angle of about 45 degrees for approximately 1 minute. Allow to stand for 5 minutes. 11. Gently turn the vial head over tail 10 times, again taking care not to touch the rubber stopper. 12. Allow to stand for about 5 minutes at room temperature to obtain a clear solution. Do not shake. Do not use if particles are present in the solution. 13. Make sure all of the solution is in the bottom of the vial. If drops remain on the stopper, tap the side of the vial to remove them. The solution should be clear, colorless, or slightly brownish yellow and free of visible particles. 14. If not used within 1 hour of mixing, the solution should be stored in the refrigerator, 228 degrees Celsius, and used within 24 hours. Use the following list of instructions to prepare the injection. 1. Clean the rubber stopper of the vial containing the Ilaris solution with a new alcohol swab. 2. Uncap the transfer needle again. Pull the plunger of the syringe all the way down to the 1.0 milliliter mark, filling the syringe with air. Insert the syringe needle into the vial of Ilaris solution through the center of the rubber stopper. Gently push the plunger all the way down until air is injected into the vial. Do not inject air into the medication. 3. Do not invert the vial and syringe assembly. Insert the needle all the way into the vial until it reaches the bottom edge. 4. Tip the vial to ensure that the required amount of solution can be drawn into the syringe. The required amount depends on the dose to be administered, 0.2 milliliters to 1.0 milliliters. Your healthcare provider will instruct you on the right amount for you. 5. Slowly pull the syringe plunger up to the correct mark, 0.2 to 1.0 milliliters, filling the syringe with the Ilaris solution. If there are air bubbles in the syringe, remove bubbles as instructed by your healthcare provider. Ensure that the correct amount of solution is in the syringe. 6. Remove the syringe and needle from the vial. There may be solution remaining in the vial. Recap the transfer needle as instructed by your healthcare provider or pharmacist. 7. Remove the transfer needle from the syringe. Place the transfer needle in the sharps container. Use the following list of instructions to give the injection. 1. Open the wrapper containing the injection needle and attach the needle to the syringe. Set the syringe aside. 2. Choose an injection site on the upper arm, upper thigh, abdomen, or buttocks. Do not use an area that has a rash, or broken skin, or is bruised, or lumpy. Avoid injecting into scar tissue as this may lead to insufficient exposure to canakinumab. Avoid injecting into a vein. 3. Clean the injection site with a new alcohol swab. Allow the area to dry. Uncap the injection needle. 4. Gently pinch the skin up at the injection site. Hold the syringe at a 90 degree angle, and in a single smooth motion, push the needle straight down completely into the skin. 5. Keep the needle all the way in the skin, while slowly pushing the syringe plunger down until the barrel is empty. Release the pinched skin and pull the needle straight out. Dispose of the needle and syringe in the sharps container without recapping or removing the needle. 6. Do not rub the injection area. If bleeding occurs, apply clean, dry cotton swab over the area and press gently for 1 to 2 minutes or until bleeding stops. Then apply an adhesive bandage. Use the following instructions to prepare for Ilaris solution for injection. 1. Find a clean, comfortable area. 2. Wash your hands with soap and water. 3. Always use new, unopened needles and syringes. Avoid touching the needles and the tops of the vials. 4. Gather together the necessary items included in the pack. 1 vial of Ilaris solution for injection. 5. Gather together the necessary items not included in the pack. 1 1.0 milliliter syringe. 1 appropriate size needle, e.g. 21g, or larger with appropriate length for withdrawing the solution, withdrawal needle. 1 27g by 0.5 of an inch needle for injecting, injection needle. Alcohol swabs. Clean, dry cotton swabs. An adhesive bandage. A proper disposal container for used needles, syringe and vials, sharps container. Use the following list of instructions to prepare the injection. 1. Remove the protective cap from the vial. Do not touch the vial stopper. Clean the stopper with the alcohol swab. 2. Open the wrappers containing the syringe and the withdrawal needle, bigger one, and attach the needle to the syringe. 3. Carefully remove the cap from the withdrawal needle and set the cap aside. Insert the syringe needle into the vial of Ilaris solution through the center of the rubber stopper. 4. Tip the vial to ensure that the required amount of solution can be drawn into the syringe. Slowly pull the syringe plunger up to the correct mark, filling the syringe with Ilaris solution. If there are air bubbles in the syringe, remove bubbles as instructed by your healthcare provider. Ensure that the correct amount of solution is in the syringe. Note, the required amount depends on the dose to be administered. Your healthcare provider will instruct you on the right amount for you. 5. Remove the needle and syringe from the vial and recap the withdrawal needle. Remove the withdrawal needle from the syringe and place in sharps container. Open the wrapper containing the injection needle and attach the needle to the syringe. Immediately proceed to administering the injection. 6. Choose an injection site on the upper arm, upper thigh, abdomen, or buttocks. Do not use an area that has a rash, or broken skin, or is bruised, or lumpy. Avoid injecting into scar tissue as this may lead to insufficient exposure to canakinumab. Avoid injecting into a vein. 7. Clean the injection site with a new alcohol swab. Allow the area to dry. Uncap the injection needle. 8. Gently pinch the skin up at the injection site. Hold the syringe at a 90 degree angle, and in a single smooth motion, push the needle straight down completely into the skin. 9. Keep the needle all the way in the skin, while slowly pushing the syringe plunger down until the barrel is empty. Release the pinched skin and pull the needle straight out. Dispose of the needle and syringe in the sharps container without recapping or removing the needle. If you forget to have Ilaris, if you forget to inject it, inject the next dose. As soon as you remember, then contact your doctor to discuss when you should take the next dose. You should continue with injections at the recommended intervals, 8 weeks for CAPS, or 4 weeks for TRAPS, HIDS/MKDOFMF, unless your doctor tell you to, and 4 weeks for SJIA, as before. If you are not sure what to do, ask your doctor or pharmacist. If you have trouble remembering to have your medicine, ask your pharmacist for some hints. If you use too much Ilaris, if you think that you have used too much Ilaris, you may need urgent medical attention. You should immediately phone the Poisons Information Center by calling 1-3-1-1-2-6, or contact your doctor, or go to the emergency department at your nearest hospital. You should do this even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. What should I know while using Ilaris? Things you should do. Keep all of your doctor's appointments so that your progress can be checked. Your doctor will do tests, such as liver function test and white blood cells test, from time to time, to make sure the medicine is working, and to prevent unwanted side effects. Tell your doctor if you have a temperature, or chills, or another sign of an infection. You may need medical treatment. Patients with SJIA or other rheumatic condition may develop MAS, which can be life-threatening. Your doctor will monitor you for known triggers that include infections and worsening of SJIA. Tell your doctor if you experience any signs of an allergic reaction, such as difficulty breathing or swallowing, nausea, dizziness, skin rash, itching, hives, low blood pressure, or palpitations. If you want to be vaccinated, tell your doctor you are taking Ilaris before you have the vaccination. Some vaccines may not be suitable for you. If you are about to be started on any new medicine, remind your doctor and pharmacist that you are taking Ilaris. Tell any other doctors, dentists, and pharmacists who treat you that you are taking this medicine. Things you should not do. Do not take Ilaris to treat any other complaints, unless your doctor tells you to. Do not give your medicine to anyone else, even if they have the same condition as you. Looking after your medicine. If you have to store Ilaris, keep it in a refrigerator, 2 degrees Celsius to 8 degrees Celsius. Do not freeze it. Keep the vial in the outer carton, in order to protect it from light. Do not store Ilaris, or any other medicine in the bathroom, or near a sink. Do not leave it in the car, or on a windowsill. Keep the medicine, where young children cannot reach it. A locked cupboard at least 1.5 meters above the ground, is a good place to store medicines. Getting rid of any unwanted medicine. If your doctor tells you to stop taking this medicine, or the expiry date has passed, ask your pharmacist what to do with any medicine that is left over. Are there any side effects? Tell your doctor or pharmacist as soon as possible if you or your child does not feel well while taking Ilaris. All medicines can have side effects. Sometimes they are serious, most of the time they are not. You or your child may need medical attention if you or your child gets some of the side effects. Do not be alarmed by the following lists of side effects. You or your child may not experience any of them. Ask your doctor or pharmacist to answer any questions you may have. If you do experience any side effects, most of them are minor and temporary. However, some side effects may need medical attention. See the information below, and, if you need to, ask your doctor or pharmacist if you have any further questions about side effects. Less serious side effects. Less serious side effects. Symptoms of a viral infection or bronchitis such as shivering, chills, malaise, loss of appetite, body aches, cough, phlegm, redness, pain, or itching at the site of injection. Combination of sore throat, runny nose, blocked nose, sneezing, feeling of pressure, or pain in the cheeks, or forehead, with, or without fever. Dizziness, or spinning sensation. Vaginal yeast infection. What to do? Speak to your doctor if you have any of these less serious side effects and they worry you. Serious side effects. Serious side effects. Spontaneous bleeding or bruising, which may be linked to low levels of blood platelets, thrombocytopenia, fever, sore throat, or mouth ulcers due to infections, may be symptoms of low levels of white blood cells. Fever, cough, difficulty or painful breathing, wheezing, pain in chest when breathing, pneumonia, persistent cough, weight loss and low-grade fever, tuberculosis infection. Constant flu-like symptoms such as fever, chills, sore throat, aching joints, swollen glands, cough, difficulty swallowing, headache, or any other signs of infection such as infection of a cut or scratch. Signs of an allergy such as rash, itching, or hives on the skin, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, or other part of the body, shortness of breath, wheezing, or difficulty breathing, or swallowing, nausea, dizziness, palpitations, or low blood pressure, burning sensation on urination, or increased urgency to urinate, fever lasting longer than 3 days, or any other symptoms possibly related to an infection, such as prolonged cough, phlegm, chest pain, blood and sputum, difficulty breathing, ear pain, prolonged headache, or localized redness, warmth or swelling of your skin. These may be symptoms of a typical infection, or one that may be more serious, opportunistic infections. Stomach pain. What to do? Call your doctor straight away, or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital, if you notice any of these serious side effects. The above list includes serious side effects. You or your child may need urgent medical attention or hospitalization. Tell your doctor immediately if you notice anything else that is making you or your child feel unwell, such as increased irritability. Other side effects not listed here or not yet known may happen in some people. Some of these side effects can only be found by laboratory testing. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/reporting-problems. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Always make sure you speak to your doctor or pharmacist before you decide to stop taking any of your medicines. Product details. This medicine is only available with the doctor's prescription. What Ilaris contains. Ilaris powder for injection vials. Active ingredient. Main ingredient. Canakinumab. Other ingredients. Inactive ingredients. sucrose, histidine, histidine hydrochloride monohydrate, polysorbate 80, dilute hydrochloric acid, potential allergens, none, Ilaris solution for injection vials, active ingredient, main ingredient, canakinumab, other ingredients, inactive ingredients, mannitol, L-histidine, L-histidine hydrochloride monohydrate, polysorbate 80, water for injection, potential allergens, none. Do not take this medicine. If you are allergic to any of these ingredients, this medicine does not contain gluten, tartrazine, or any other azodis. What Ilaris looks like. Ilaris powder for injection. Ilaris is supplied as a powder for injection in a single-use glass vial. The powder is white. It can be in a hole or a fragmented cake. Each pack contains one or four single-dose vials. Ilaris solution for injection. Ilaris is supplied as a solution for injection. It is provided in a single-use vial. The solution is colorless to slightly brownish-yellow. Each pack contains one single-use vial. Australian registration numbers. Ostar 159573. Powder for injection vial only. Ostar 279239. Solution for injection. Who distributes Ilaris? Ilaris is supplied in Australia by Novartis Pharmaceuticals Australia Pty Ltd. ABN 1-800-424-4160. 54 Waterloo Road, Macquarie Park, New South Wales 2113. Telephone 1-800-671-2003. Registered trademark. This leaflet was prepared in January 2025. Internal document code, CMI ELA 150125C, based on PI ELA 150125I.